On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. Kimberly Hacker, the BSU volleyball team, with us. They're what looks to be their most difficult week of the season coming up this week, coming off of a split last weekend. First of all, Kim, how important was it in your mind to kind of put the loss behind you and move on and just put away Crookston right from the get-go?
It was very important. We knew that we could beat Crookston. It was just a matter of our mental stability, kind of, and how consistent we were going to play. And I think we did a good job of wiping away the Moorhead match right away and coming out strong.
What happened against Moorhead?
I think we started out pretty good in the first game, and then, they were just doing better that night, and I don't know, we've got them again this year, so hopefully we can beat them the second time we play them.
Sign of any good team is learning from, not necessarily your mistakes, but learn from a loss. Do you think you guys as a team did that?
I definitely think we learned from that loss, and we were all very upset when we were done with that, so I think we have a lot of anger kind of going into this next one, and hopefully we'll do better.
Are you ready for this week?
Yeah, I think we're ready. It'll be a good week of practice to get ready for these matches, but I think everyone's ready to surprise some people.
Do you go into a match any differently based on who your opponent is, i.e. they're all ranked in the country?
Try not to, but it's always different knowing that they're ranked so high, and I think it makes us play harder because we know we have to try that much more to beat them.
Is it a little easier in the fact that there are so many good teams in this league that you know mentally you've got to be ready every match, no matter who you're playing, because they're all good, as opposed to, you know, everyone just kind of middle of the pack and then one really good team?
Yeah, it's definitely, can't look past many teams in our conference, and you've always got to be ready, and it's a lot more consistent to be able to play at all good teams instead of, like, up and down every other week and stuff. So,
what led you to BSU?
Why
did you choose to come here?
I don't know. I just just happened upon it, I guess. I really liked the campus and how close everything was.
Talk about last year and how, I don't know if frustrating is the right word, but maybe disappointing the season was, and what the uncertainty of the off season was without a coach, and then all of a sudden you get a coach. He wasn't named that much before you guys started practice. So what was last year and this off season like?
It was definitely scary in the off season because we didn't know what was coming up, and it was just like we didn't know what we were working for. And then this summer we heard about Coach Chadwick being our coach, and I don't know, we were all excited. I hadn't met him until we got here, so we were all excited, and I don't know, it's given us a lot to work for.
In your mind, what's the key to a victory this week?
Consistency and being mentally prepared.
Good luck.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.